Listening test. There are three parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. Now look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question one. One. Which day is the best day for the woman to call the man?
It's getting late. I must go now.
I know you're busy.
I enjoyed seeing you again. I'll call you sometime next week.
Great. I'll be out of town on business for a few days in the beginning of the week, but I can talk on the phone just before the weekend.
Fine. I'll call you then. Have a good trip.
Now listen again.
It's getting late. I must go now.
I know you're busy.
I enjoyed seeing you again. I'll call you sometime next week.
Great. I'll be out of town on business for a few days in the beginning of the week, but I can talk on the phone just before the weekend.
Fine. I'll call you then. Have a good trip.
Two. Which map shows the correct place of the police station?
Excuse me, is there a police station nearby?
Sure. Go along M Avenue and turn right at the 2nd Street.
What's the name of the street?
It's 66th Street. There's a bakery on the corner. Then you will find the police station next to the bakery.
Thanks.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, is there a police station nearby?
Sure. Go along M Avenue and turn right at the 2nd Street.
What's the name of the street?
It's 66th Street. There's a bakery on the corner. Then you will find the police station next to the bakery.
Thanks.
Three.
Who is talking with the man? Hello, long time no see. What's the matter?
I have some trouble around here.
When do you have the trouble?
I have trouble when I eat something hard.
I see. Let me check carefully. Open your mouth wide, please. The lower part, right? I'll fix that tooth now.
Thank you. Now listen again.
Hello, long time no see. What's the matter?
I have some trouble around here.
When do you have the trouble?
I have trouble when I eat something hard.
I see. Let me check carefully. Open your mouth wide, please. The lower part, right? I'll fix that tooth now.
Thank you. Four.
Which picture shows the recycling boxes in the park?
What should I do with my plastic lunchbox?
Look, there are some recycling boxes over there. Put it in the big one on the right.
What about my juice can?
Oh, that goes in the recycling box on the left side of the plastic recycling box.
I understand. I think. Now listen again. What should I do with my plastic lunchbox?
Look, there are some recycling boxes over there. Put it in the big one on the right.
What about my juice can?
Oh, that goes in the recycling box on the left side of the plastic recycling box.
I understand. I think. Five. Where is Mark looking for his pen now?
What are you looking for, Mark?
A friend used my favorite pen, but he lost it in the museum, here in the library, or outside, in the place we ate under a tree.
Were you with him?
No. I had to go to the bathroom, and he took it without asking.
Well, I hope you will find it.
Now listen again.
What are you looking for, Mark?
A friend used my favorite pen, but he lost it in the museum, here in the library, or outside, in the place we ate under a tree.
Were you with him?
No. I had to go to the bathroom, and he took it without asking.
Well, I hope you will find it.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, choose the correct answer. One. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What does the teacher want the students to make?
We will leave at 8 a.m. on Monday for a nature camp in the mountains. So please be at the school entrance by 7:30. We'll get there before lunchtime. After lunch, each group should make a list of the names of all the trees and flowers that you find. At least 9 types of trees and at least 7 types of flowers. The bus back home will leave at 4 p.m.
Now listen again.
We will leave at 8 a.m. on Monday for a nature camp in the mountains. So please be at the school entrance by 7:30. We'll get there before lunchtime. After lunch, each group should make a list of the names of all the trees and flowers that you find. At least 9 types of trees and at least 7 types of flowers. The bus back home will leave at 4 p.m.
Two.
You will hear Bob talking to Judy. Why is Bob late?
Judy, this is Bob. I'm sorry to be late, but my train has some trouble.
You've got to be kidding. I'm so angry at you.
No, it's true. We're stopped at a station, but the doors don't open. It seems that someone was hurt.
That's too bad. Just be careful and come quickly.
Thanks. I'll try my best. Now listen again. Judy, this is Bob. I'm sorry to be late, but my train has some trouble.
You've got to be kidding. I'm so angry at you.
No, it's true. We're stopped at a station, but the doors don't open. It seems that someone was hurt.
That's too bad. Just be careful and come quickly.
Thanks. I'll try my best. Three. You will hear a woman talking to a man. What is the solution?
Can you repair my car?
What's the problem?
When I put my key in, the car didn't start. Usually, a red light comes on my key. But now there's no light.
That shows the battery in your key is dead. I can bring you a new battery, if you want.
Please do.
Now listen again.
Can you repair my car?
What's the problem?
When I put my key in, the car didn't start. Usually, a red light comes on my key. But now there's no light.
That shows the battery in your key is dead. I can bring you a new battery, if you want.
Please do.
Four. You will hear Satoko talking to Jeff. What did Jeff do on Sunday?
Hi, Jeff. How was your weekend?
Well, it rained Saturday, so I didn't do anything fun. I did my homework at home on Sunday. How about you, Satoko?
I went to the movies in the afternoon with my sister. I paid for her ticket.
I'm sure she was happy.
Yes, she was. She bought dinner for me, and I was very happy too.
Now listen again.
Hi, Jeff. How was your weekend?
Well, it rained Saturday, so I didn't do anything fun. I did my homework at home on Sunday. How about you, Satoko?
I went to the movies in the afternoon with my sister. I paid for her ticket.
I'm sure she was happy.
Yes, she was. She bought dinner for me, and I was very happy too.
Five. You will hear a man talking to a woman at a bookstore. Where can the woman find some books about American history?
Do you have any books about early American history?
We sure do. Area D is right here, and they are in Area C, just over there. Go straight to the back of the store. You can find some on the shelf in the middle.
Do you have books about early Chinese history, too?
Yes, we have some of those also. Look in Area G on the top shelf in the back left corner of the store. Now listen again.
Do you have any books about early American history?
We sure do. Area D is right here, and they are in Area C, just over there. Go straight to the back of the store. You can find some on the shelf in the middle.
Do you have books about early Chinese history, too?
Yes, we have some of those also. Look in Area G on the top shelf in the back left corner of the store. That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 1 to 5 now. You have 20 seconds.
You will hear Toru talking to Mary about the English speech contest at their school.
The 20 speeches are all finished now. Whose speech did you like the best?
I really liked Speaker 3. Her gestures were excellent, and they made her speech more interesting. What do you think, Toru?
I agree with you, Mary. Gestures are very important. But I think that she spoke too fast. It was hard for me to understand her message.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that she should speak more clearly when there is something important to say. That gives listeners some time to think about the message.
So you mean that speakers can talk faster when the message is not so important, right?
That's right. If everything is fast, the listeners might think that nothing is really so important. I hope that she can answer at least one question next time, too.
How about Speaker 11?
Well, his speed seemed fine, and I could understand what he wanted to communicate better than what Speaker 3 was trying to say. He also answered all of the teacher's questions clearly. I liked all of that. I thought he made the L and R sounds well. That was great, too.
Those sounds are difficult for Japanese people, right?
That's right. We Japanese have to practice a lot.
I think speaker one practiced a lot.
Now listen again. The 20 speeches are all finished now. Whose speech did you like the best?
I really liked speaker three. Her gestures were excellent, and they made her speech more interesting. What do you think, Toru?
I agree with you, Mary. Gestures are very important, but I think that she spoke too fast. It was hard for me to understand her message.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that she should speak more clearly when there is something important to say. That gives listeners some time to think about the message.
So you mean that speakers can talk faster when the message is not so important, right?
That's right. If everything is fast, the listeners might think that nothing is really so important. I hope that she can answer at least one question next time, too.
How about speaker 11?
Well, his speed seemed fine, and I could understand what he wanted to communicate better than what speaker 3 was trying to say. He also answered all of the teacher's questions clearly. I liked all of that. I thought he made the L and R sounds well. That was great, too.
Those sounds are difficult for Japanese people, right?
That's right. We Japanese have to practice a lot.
I think speaker one practiced a lot.
That is the end of part three. That is the end of the listening test. You can continue answering the listening section or move on to the next section.